This is the Cricket Minute and I'm Dr. V. Today is 23rd November and the final segment of the 2023 World Cup. This episode is a special anniversary episode celebrating the first year of the podcast. I can't believe it has been a full year already. 124 episodes, over 2000 plays, an average of 1000 impressions on an average for every 30 days, followed by 77% of men and 23% of women. Listened to in 25 distinct countries. Thank you to everyone for the support. If you have not subscribed, please subscribe to this episode. If you have not rated the show, please take a moment to give your rating. We have two guests for this special episode. Satish from the UK, the regular guest and the prime supporter of the show, and Balaji Iyer from Chennai, India, the long-time listener and the first-time guest. Welcome to the show, guys. Thanks for your time and support.
Thanks, Ramesh. Thanks for the invite and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the invite.
Hey, hello, Balaji. The 46-day festival has ended with a bang and not to forget a heartbreak for the billions of Indian fans. What went wrong for India? In a nutshell, what's your summary? Balaji, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. So first of all, I would like to say that the display shown by this Indian team has been nothing less than spectacular, especially I think this was one of the best showings post 2011 World Cup. But to answer your question in a nutshell, it was a combination of things. First of all, it was some luck, some bad luck with the toss, and more than bad luck, I would say the Australians' planning and the preparation to adapt to any kind of situation, and as well as the reading of the pitch and how they approach their gameplay, especially the field placings and how they planned on cutting down the singles and twos and the boundaries, especially in the middle overs. That was a game changer. And yeah, the bowling from India's side was good. However, it was not the best display in terms of bowling. So many factors, but unfortunately, this is what happened.
Wonderful.
That
great.
Is my take.
Yeah, wonderful. Great summary, Balaji. Thank you. Satish, your version.
Yeah, my take was, again, it's beautiful to see the kind of camaraderie, the friendship and the team spirit that kind of it was like a mini India out on the field, representing every different place you can think of. So in that count, again, it kind of brought together billions of people to follow that. Again, they had a near, clear, clean route to the final. But again, like Balaji said, again, it's not to repeat the same thing, but the thing is, the Australians played like they were the home team and they were playing on their home ground. Their research and their prep and how they read the wicket just didn't give India any chances at all. And I think it's just that, again, on that day, India ran out against a far superior side. No shame in saying that. Unfortunately, people would say 9 games, 10 games, and then they lost. But it doesn't matter. On that given day, cricket is a game of kind of particular days and events. On that given day, preparation, batting, bowling, they came across and came against a far, far superior squad, and they lost to them. Simple as that. Again, you can do a lot of post-mortem on it, but the thing is, it didn't happen. It wasn't meant to be. It didn't happen, and it didn't quite work out, because the Indians threw everything at it, quite literally. They tried anything and everything you think of, but wasn't enough. So, tough luck. The better team won.
Agreed. Good points. Yeah, the highest run getter, Indian. Highest wicket taker, Indians. Yet, we were not the champions. 80 for 2 in the first 10 overs and managed to score an additional 160 using the rest of the 40 overs. Colossal batting failure for the most successful team of this tournament. 10-0 winning streak before the final, but you can't win them all. That's the lessons learned. What went wrong for the host team? In a nutshell, my top three. Number one, poor batting. Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma are the top number one and number two run scorer of this tournament. Yet, in the final, Indian batting is the main reason for the loss. Virat Kohli and KL Rahul's partnership, yes, with the score reading 81 for 3, cautious batting is necessary, but not with any intent to score runs. this pair played together for about 18 overs and managed to score only 3.72 runs per over. This snail pace partnership was active between 11th over and 29th over. 81 for 3 in 10.2 to 148 for 4 in 28.3 to be precise. There was a phase of 97 deliveries with no boundaries. India's batting superstars also let Mitchell Marsh, Travis Head and Glenn Maxwell squeeze through their miserly 10-over spell just for 44 runs. Sky was in the 11 at the expense of the likes of Ravi Ashwin and Ishan Kishan. Yet, Ravindra Jadeja was promoted to bat at number 6 ahead of Sky. When Sky arrived at the crease, there was a good 14 overs remaining. Sky, instead of protecting the tail, allowed the tail to face more deliveries. Sky clearly struggled to play almost all the deliveries, mostly slower deliveries. The extra batter of the side, instead of playing the finisher role, finished the Indian innings with his painful 18 of 28. Number 2, Rohit Sharma's captaincy. With Australian score reading 47 for 3, Rohit failed to put them under pressure. Out-of-the-box bowling changes could have been tried to tackle Head with some off-spin. He also allowed Travis and Marnus to score singles freely. No slips were in place for the spinners when they were bowling. Number 3. This is what Balaji also mentioned. Toss. It was a bad toss to lose for India. Australia took advantage of the slow pitch. They induced reverse swings when bowling, especially in the middle and late overs. While batting, they scored boundaries at the regular intervals, utilizing the slow and no-turn nature of the pitch for their advantage. The Australian team is not as strong as that of 2003 when they bulldozed India during the last time these two met in the finals. However, they gave their 100%, be it fielding, batting and or bowling. On the other hand, Indians appeared short of confidence all of a sudden. They didn't believe in themselves and surrendered meekly. For all the Indian fans, it's going to take a few more days to get out of the shock of losing. At the end of the day, the team that performed well won. Not the best team, because the best team was definitely India. The team that performed well won. Congratulations to Australia for winning it the record 6th time. India's wait continues. Wait for 4 more years as the 14th edition of ODI World Cup is scheduled for October 2027 with South Africa, Namibia and Zimbabwe playing the co-hosts. It's not going to be easier as there will be 14 teams competing, unlike 10 teams for this 13th edition. Before we conclude this episode, let's play a small quiz all about this World Cup. We are joined by two guests for the same. Our regular in-house expert Satish from London and Balaji from Chennai. Satish, you want to go first?
Yes.
Okay, here are the rules. It's going to be 5 simple questions, okay, for each of you. First, you will take 5 questions and roughly about 10 to 15 seconds to answer. It's kind of a rapid question. Okay. So, gotcha. I'm hoping it's all going to be very easy ones for you guys, but let's see. Okay, the very first... Yes. I like the spirit. Balaji, are you ready too?
Yes.
Wonderful. Satish, here is your question. Starts now. Number 1. There were a bunch of controversies in this tournament. We are going to list 3. Out of these 3, only 2 are true and the other one is fake. You have to find the fake one from these 3. Number 1. A. Hasan Raja claimed that the ICC and BCCI were changing balls during the game, which allowed the Indian pacers to extract more swing. B. Richard Kettleborough decided not to call a wide to allow Virat Kohli to score the century. C. Umpire's call was totally ignored in the DRS decision during South Africa versus Pakistan game. So you heard 3 options, A, B and C. Which one is fake from these?
I think it's B.
Incorrect, because if I look at the videos, it was real clear that the ball was going leg side. It was supposed to be wide, but it was not called wide. So I don't think...
The great Hasan Raja.
Close. Hasan Raja definitely said, and then we also heard about Wasim Akram and others bashing Hasan Raja for this comment. So it's actually the... See, you know that DRS nothing has changed in the recent times. So umpire's call stands. It never gets ignored. And especially in the South Africa-Pakistan game that I mentioned, I think it was Quinton Decock or Tabas. I think it's Shamsi, I guess, Shamsi. That was a very key decision because umpire call was in place. He was not given out. So I think the C is the correct answer. C is the fake one out of those three. So, but good try though. Good try. Second question. Rohit Sharma holds the top spot for the most number of sixes. How many sixes he hit in this tournament? A, 90, B, 24, C, 31.
I'm going to pick 31.
Wonderful. Great answer. Number three. Highest innings total was recorded by South Africa in this tournament. What was that score? A, 428. B, 427. C, 408.
427.
Very close. I'm going to give it to you anyway. It is 428. South Africa versus Sri Lanka in Delhi.
Yeah.
I would consider this as a right answer. It's no big difference. 428 and 427. Good one. Who achieved the largest victory in this tournament in terms of runs? Who achieved the largest victory in this tournament in terms of runs? A, India. B, South Africa. C, Australia.
I'm going to pick India.
Very close. Actual answer is Australia. Australia defeated Netherlands by 309 runs.
Yes.
This also in Delhi. India was also correct, almost correct, because India is number two in terms of highest victory in runs. That is, India defeated Sri Lanka by 302 runs. But this one, Australia defeated by 309 runs. So.
Yeah.
Okay, the last question for you. Which wicketkeeper holds the top spot for the most dismissals? Which wicketkeeper holds the top spot for the most dismissals? A, KL Rahul. B, Quinton Decock. C, Josh Inglis.
I'm going to go with Josh Inglis.
Almost there, but the correct answer is Quinton Decock, because he got 20 dismissals, even more than KL Rahul is the second one, I guess, and third one is Josh Inglis. But Quinton Decock, 20 dismissals, 19 of them catches and one stumping. So he has the most number of dismissals for wicketkeepers in this tournament. So out of the five questions, I think he got two correct. I know this is a good mix of easy and difficult questions, number games, so, but you tried your best. Good job. Okay, the next five set tough questions for Bolaji. Ready?
Yes.
Which pair holds the top spot for highest partnership by runs? Which pair holds the top spot for highest partnership by runs? A, KL Rahul and Shreyas Iyer. B, Rachin Ravindra and Conway. C, David Warner and Mitchell Marsh.
I go with Rachin Ravindra and Conway.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yes, 273 unbeaten for second wicket. I think Australia, against England at Ahmedabad. Probably the first game of this tournament, I guess. Okay, who is the first ever concussion substitute in the ODI World Cup? A, Manas Labuschagne. B, Noor Ahmed. C, Usama Mir.
Someone.
That's correct. Chennai game, Pakistan versus South Africa. Who is the first batter to be dismissed timed out in the World Cup? A, Kushal Mendes. B, Angelo Matthews. C, Dhananjaya De Silva.
Angelo Matthews.
Wonderful. It's again in Delhi, Bangladesh versus Sri Lanka. The law 31 states that 2 minutes, so that's what it is. Okay, who has the most hundreds in this tournament? A, Virat Kohli and Rachin Ravindra. B, Quinton Decock. C, Travis Head. Okay, your time.
I think it's Rachin Ravindra.
Incorrect, but good try. Rachin Ravindra, I think three hundreds, I guess. But Quinton Decock, 400s. So he leads the pack. So.
Okay.
The last question. Which bowler conceded most runs in an innings in this World Cup? which bowler conceded most runs in an innings in this World Cup? A. Bas Delaide, B. Tim Southey, C. Marco Anson.
Is it Tim Southey?
Good try. The correct answer is Bas Delaide.
Oh, cool.
115 runs in his 10 overs against Australia at Delhi. So, okay, I think we concluded the quiz portion. You know this course, Balaji. You scored more points, like 4 out of 5 correct, and 3 out of 5 correct, Balaji. And Satish, you got 2 out of 5 correct, almost there. 2 and 3, almost.
Well done, Balaji.
Yeah, good competition, but wonderful. Okay, that concludes this episode. Thank you again for your time. Thanks all for listening. See you in the next episode.
Thank you for inviting us. You have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye, Balaji.